You know, I don't. We don't have an award for a person listening farthest away, but it would probably go to Emily Gale, who's listening from her lanai on the Big Island of Hawaii. Aloha, sweetheart, Emily Gale. This is the woman who said many years ago, say nice things about Detroit. Anybody? You guys aren't old enough to even remember that. Neither one of you are old enough to remember that. But that's what Emily Gale said. Say nice things about Detroit. And guess what? After all these years in Hawaii, Emily Gale is moving back to Detroit. We are so thrilled, Emily, to welcome you back home.
Welcome back.
With open arms.
Awesome.
So we're looking forward to that, Emily. I just saw the story in the newspaper. So excited. And Kim just told me that you were texting each other and that you were listening. And now you're going to meet a couple of great guys. Sam Clement, who is the co-executive director of the DADA, Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and the Detroit Auto Show. Sam, you came here at a good time. We got lots to talk about happening in the auto industry.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is an awful lot going on. Talk about baptism by fire. He takes this new job, and immediately someone hacks 15,000 auto dealerships around the country, and they call Sam. Sam, what's going on? I'll get right back to you. So we're going to talk about that in a moment.
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
We also have Mr. Lamont Yoder, the president of Corewell Health, 65,000 team members strong.
Hey there. How are you?
I am good. Where are you originally from?
My dad was born and raised in Midland, Saginaw, cousins, aunts, uncles in this area all the way to Livonia. I was born and raised just west of Toledo.
Yeah.
So I actually lived in Michigan for my first job in healthcare, working in Toledo, but had to live in Michigan. So we've got a family sort of mom side in Ohio, dad side in Michigan. Rivalry in my family growing up as a little boy.
I spent many years in Toledo doing radio and television, but never lived in Toledo. The closest I got was Lambertville, Michigan.
Lambertville was my first girlfriend. Lived in Lambertville. I know
wait
that little town.
Wait a minute. What was her
we'll talk later.
What was her first name?
That's after the radio
it's
spot.
It's a small town. All right. Back to the car business. My goodness, Sam, you're fitting in right off the bat.
Yeah.
I think it's a good... You know, you and Rod Alberts, having you together for all this period of time for the next auto show is the best way to work into it.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, we were at Huntington Place yesterday looking at some of the floor plans for the show and kicking around some ideas. And as we've talked a number of times, Rod's been a really good mentor in helping me get in the saddle. And he's not going away anytime soon, but to be able to pick his brain and get as much of that 34 years of knowledge as I can in the short amount of time is very helpful.
Well, we're excited. And we're looking forward. We're not having an auto show this year, but we're going back to January.
Yep.
So this coming January will be your first auto
show.
That's
right. Yeah.
And the handoff, the torch will be passed officially.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I mean, we're blending the old with the new a little bit. We're keeping the foundation of the show and just finding new ways to bring some excitement. I mean, you see days like today and people out here celebrating. There's a spirit and an energy in Detroit, and if we can tap into that, I think we can see the next iteration of the show going for another 100 years plus.
I love your energy, Sam. I love I have to say it. youthful energy that you're bringing to the show.
Thank you.
I mean, it's going to be good all the way around, and that's certainly what Rod Alberts believes.
Yeah, and he's done a great job. I mean, he set the foundation. He was in a very similar situation when he started, right?
I remember.
It was a show that, you know, didn't have a lot of fanfare, and he turned it into something international. And now we've had, you know, a couple of years where we're kind of reimagining what it can be. And so to be able to pick his brain and tap on his experience and blend it with, you know, what I hope it can be is really exciting.
A really good 34 years, but a tough final few years because the auto show business has been beaten up.
Yeah,
and many auto shows around the world have gone away.
Yeah, they have, but you know, we're Detroit, and we're the Motor City, and by definition, you know, we should have the strongest.
We damn well better have an auto show.
That's right, and we have the people that believe in it. You know, this is something that people look forward to. They circle it on their calendars. It's back in January, so it's right after the holidays, and it gets you out of the house, gets you out of that cabin fever, and so no, if any place is going to have an auto show, it's going to be Detroit, and I really believe that.
Lamont Yoder, as president of Corewell Health, you guys are involved with a lot of community organizations throughout Metro Detroit. That's important to you.
It is very important. It's part of our core commitment to our communities that we serve, to also be very engaged as leaders in the community, but as an organization supporting all the things. We had our first float last year in America's Thanksgiving Parade here. We look forward to watching that float go down Woodward Avenue again this year. But we're also sponsoring a lot of events in the community, including the partnership, Detroit Partnerships Family Fun Days, and Eats and Beats, and we have 9 school-based clinics, and just opened our first one earlier this year in Detroit, a school-based clinic with Detroit at Edison Public School Academy. So enjoy doing that work and sponsoring things in the community, the impact to the people's lives that we serve.
And on your way, Lamont Yoder, to becoming president of Corewell Health, Southeast Michigan, you've got more than 30 years experience in this industry, which seems hard to believe.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you.
Well, it is a compliment. I mean,
I actually started 40 years ago, right now, at 40 years ago, almost to the day, as a nursing assistant on night shift at 17, right out of high school.
Wow.
And then worked through nursing school, became a nurse, just kept taking class at a time for 20 years and got 5 degrees and just kept progressing, saying, let me do more. And worked from there all the way through to become a CEO of a hospital, then 2 hospitals, then 3, and then 8. And then I just most recently came back. It's coming back home now for me in the Midwest from Arizona. I was there for 14 years. And we're the largest employer in Arizona. I came back here with the new Spectrum and Beaumont coming together to create something bigger and better to serve the communities in a way that has not been done in Michigan, have a presence across the state. And I was watching historically, you know, growing up in the area, knowing what all Beaumont was and did historically. It really interested me to come back here right now at this time, but also to see the resurgence of Detroit and the excitement, engagement in the community and commitment of people in the community. It's just the energy here is off the charts. It's really fun to come back to. And my 16 and 17-year-old kid, you know, saying we're going to go to a Lions game for the first time this fall. I remember going at 8 years old, my first Lions game.
Oh, wow.
So it's really fun coming back and just seeing that those two organizations come together, Corewell Health, and create what they're doing in Michigan. There's a lot of people around the country looking at that, and it convinced me to come back and be part of this right now.
Let me just let you know that something you already know. You've come back at a really good time.
It's amazing time. Amazing.
It is a really good time.
It is.
If there's any time we can help you with anything, please let us know.
Thank you.
As the new guy on the block, we want to help any way we can. President of Corewell Health, Lamont Yoder. And Sam Clement knows, because of our affiliation and relationship with all the auto dealers and the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, and all the hard work that Rod Alberts did leading up to this, and now the things that you're doing and adding. Obviously, any way we can be of help, you know we will.
We appreciate you've been a great partner for a long time.
Yeah, we want to continue that any way that we can. Sam Clement, now a co-executive director of DADA and the Detroit Auto Show. Lamont Yoder, president, Corewell Health. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you. Have fun tonight.
You're going to love the fireworks.
Thank you. We're excited.
They're going to be spectacular. Marie Osborne, out and about. Hidden behind a speaker, but there you are.
I'm here. And also joining me is Carl Virgil and Victor Massey. I noticed they're really great little family a little bit earlier, and I wanted to talk with them. We also have a tiny little guest. Who's the tiny little guest?
Romy Massey.
How old?
3 months.
And Carl was telling me he's the CEO of Virgil Construction Group. You also do a little work. I mean, we're talking to a lot of CEOs tonight. Big companies, big corporation. But you're one of those small businesses in the city of Detroit that we talk about all the time. And you are doing some work with the city of Detroit.
Yes. I'm currently working on the water waste management company, doing some jobs, fixing up their facility as well.
Yeah, so you're, again, one of those backbone small companies in the city of Detroit. Is this your first time to the fireworks?
Yes, this is my first time down here for this event. We have been to the events that you guys have at Ford Field, but this is our first time down here for the fireworks.
So your thoughts on seeing all these folks?
It's great to bring all the families together. Usually these people get together for work, so it's great for everybody to be able to bring their families out and enjoy themselves outside the workspace. And we're able to network as well. So I think it's great for the community.
And Carl, how many people do you have down here, just your little group?
We came as a group of 7 total.
All right. So glad you're here for the first time to watch the fireworks. Trust me, there is nothing like it. And you do have the best seat in the house. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. Again, Carl Virgil is the CEO of Virgil Construction Group. Victor Massey here with a beautiful little baby. And we want to thank them for coming down to the city of Detroit here to see these great fireworks. We'll continue with the broadcast. Paul W. Smith here on WJR.